Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A news reporter is said to have asked Michael Jordan if he thought the 90s Chicago Bulls could beat LeBron James's Lakers. And Michael Jordan said, yeah. And the reporter said, by how much? And Michael Jordan supposedly said, by 2 or 3 points. And the reporter said, why such a close game? And Jordan said, well, most of us are 60 now. Ba-dum-bum. It wouldn't surprise me if that conversation actually took place because, see, what I look at is all these youngsters that think they know the game, that think they know what's going on, they are playing with the best group of people ever. There is no greater group of Americans than those who are fighting right now. And I used to believe, don't misunderstand me, folks, I so appreciate our World War II veterans that landed on D-Day. I have the utmost respect for them. But let me tell you something. They would have no idea how to fight the battle that we fight each and every day. I'm not going to take anything away from us in what we do. I'm not. We have to fight in a different way. But I will tell you, there are many of us, I'm included, who would gladly get on one of those amphibious landers and land on the beaches of Normandy and go storm that beach to do exactly what those people did. I know we don't believe it. There are a lot of leftists out there who want you to believe that America is a bunch of pansies that will no longer fight for this country. And certainly the Democrats have done their part to make that a reality. But in fact, I will tell you, folks, you have a lot of people out there that are like me that would happily, gladly give their life for this country. Don't be fooled. Welcome. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I want to dedicate this initial segment to you. I want you to understand that while all these things are being thrown at you, and I don't think you realize it. I'm about to share something with you that I don't think you would know unless you were in the business of what I'm in, which is lots of inputs from lots of different areas. Let me give you an example. The Flick Fest. We talk about changing Hollywood. Every day we get some sort of information from somebody involving, you know, with movies or whatever we're doing with the Flick Fest who say something along the lines of, I'm so glad you guys exist. Thanks for being here, etc. Let's move on. We're going to be doing the second part of this Mules movie, right? Now that we've announced that, people are like, Kevin, how can we help? We want to be involved. And I'm so glad somebody's doing something. Whether it's the radio show. Kevin, you're so fearless. I appreciate what you do. You don't pull any punches. When I do radio on other people's shows, man, didn't know who you were. Now I know who you are. I'm following you and so on and so forth. I could go on. The accolades, the people that come, that are constantly telling me, I'm in the fight with you. Brother, I would be shoulder to shoulder, hand, you know, right with you, back to back, facing the enemy, no matter what direction. I would be happy to be in the same foxhole, etc. All the time, every single day. And many of you who listen to this program, I know this. You already feel that way. Some of you I've known for decades. Some of you I've only known a short amount of time. But you send me messages. You let me know you're in the fight. That is the most scary thing to a Democrat you can possibly imagine. See, we're a bunch of old school guys. And unlike trying to, you know, outrun somebody on a track or in the quip that Michael Jordan had trying to outshoot these guys, we could do it with our hands behind our backs politically. What Michael Jordan is stating in tongue-in-cheek, if he indeed said that, is age and wisdom, knowing how to do things. What I know, LeBron James couldn't even – what LeBron James knows about what I know couldn't fit in a thimble is what Michael Jordan's telling you. He's saying, bring it, kid. And that's what I say. I say to the left, you think you know it all. You think you've got it licked. You think you've cheated your way. You think you've stacked the deck against us. You think you are the catch me out. Let me give you some old stuff. The bee's knees. You think you're it. And you know what we look at? All us OGs, we original gangsters, old school people. We look at you and we say, kid, you don't know anything. You haven't been through a war of any type. You don't know any type of pestilence. You know, and by the way, at my age, I don't know much. I was on the tail end of the civil rights nonsense. And luckily for me, my grandparents raised me to where I couldn't make an excuse for blackness. Oh, I'm black, grandma, whatever. Boy, don't talk about your black. That just means you better be better. Oh, my grandmother, if you try to use your race as an issue, she would say, boy, you better shut up. You just better go out and be better. She instilled in me, you better be better. I'll beat you into next week. She used to always tell me that. Not because of that, because I was acting nutty. Boy, I'll beat you in the next week. Or she would threaten to whoop the black off of me, which I probably should have let her do. What do you think? Boy, I'll whoop the black off you. I know what she meant. She wasn't being racial. She was just saying, I'm going to whoop you hard. All right, I could have got her arrested today. So, look, here's my point. You're right. You're right about everything. You're right. Well, not everybody listening to the program believe me about Wu Flu, and I'm going to get into that here in just a bit. Because there's a new Wu Flu pill. I don't know if you know this. But there's also a thing that I want to talk about with respect to the old Wu Flu, because Pfizer lied to you. Yeah, they lied to you. We'll get more into those things. But here's my point. But going back to the Democrats and Michael Jordan, the Democrats don't know what they don't know. They don't know. And so they keep wanting to make mistakes. And no matter how much we correct them, they don't know anything. They still don't learn, right? They don't learn. They're like an obstinate kid. No matter how many times you tell them, that's a bad boy, they want to date him. Or that's a bad girl, they want to date him. You tell them, don't go in the pen with the bull. He's not tame. It's not like one of the milk cows. But no matter how much you tell them, they got to make the mistakes themselves. Well, guess what? We got to school them. We may not beat them by as many points as we would have in the past, but you know what I know? I have faith in you that we will defeat them. And I think you believe it. I think you're starting to get it. I think so many of you write to me now and you go, kid, I'm not sure. I don't know, but I'm starting to feel good. You know, you're leaning in. And I like that. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We'll talk about the Wu Flu and the ruse of the scam.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I bet you didn't know how cool it is to be a conservative. If you didn't listen to this program, you probably thought you're an oddball. All the things that people think about conservatives. We're sanctimonious, we're not funny, we're not clever, blah, 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 whatever. And I bet many of you bought into that. And then you started listening to my program, and you know what I told you? I told you you were crazy, sexy, cool. Because you are. Which are crazy, sexy, cool cells out there listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I appreciate those of you who give me a buzz to let me know, hey, Kevin, this link isn't working where I want to donate to you, because that's what happened recently. Or you call me to tell me, Kevin, what you said was profound in this particular segment. People literally tell me on this day at this time, please get that because that was so profound. You touched me, dude. Touch me in the morning. Oh, Diana Ross, you got nothing on me, especially when I'm hoarse. So, yeah, listen, you guys are amazing. And I tell you, I try to tell you this at least one time every show, how much how special you are because you are. I'm not telling you for ratings. Trust me, I don't make enough money on this show to come in here and grease the skids on my audience. If you like what I do, great. If you don't, you don't. It should be. This show should be generating enough money for me to buy Bill Gates' house. And maybe one day it will for my kids. It won't be for me. And that's okay. But back to you. You are cool. But here's what's interesting about being part of the new counterculture as a conservative. You got to fight the power. Elon Musk and what was his name? The Sex Pistol dude. He's a old rocker for the youngsters on the show. He's an old rocker. Johnny something. Anyway, they said the left is the establishment now, and the left is the man. And when you think about it, look at who's gotten away with what, and you get the picture. Hillary Clinton, so far, has gotten away with two things that should have her under. They should be digging a place under the prison for Hillary Clinton. What about Hunter Biden? How would he fare as a Republican, a conservative? What about Barack Obama, the guy who led the coup against Donald Trump and actually tried to prevent him to become president in the first place? What about the entirety of Obama's DOJ, including Clapper and Brennan, Susan Rice, Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch meeting on the tarmac? Seriously? And so many more. Eric Holder. All these people that were plotting against you as a conservative. There's an article in Political Insider. It says there's an old saying, politics makes strange bedfellows. And nowhere is there a better example of this than a recent tweet by SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk and punk rock icon John Lydon, better known by his stage name as Johnny Rotten, frontman for the legendary punk band The Sex Pistols. Rotten, once the king of leather clothes, spikes, and safety pins, is now 66 years old, but he recently made a spot-on observation that Musk could not help tweeting, he said, and he's right. Once unthinkable these days, to be conservative is to be anti-establishment and counterculture. To be conservative in 2022 is to be punk rock. And here's what John Lydon of the Sex Pistols said. I never thought I'd live to see the day when the right wing would become the cool ones, giving the middle finger to the establishment, and the left wing becoming the sniveling, self-righteous, twatty ones, going around shaming everyone. Isn't that so true? These people, look at you, you use the wrong pronoun. Just all the things they do. And he's so right. It is so flipped. Says, Johnny Rotten has only pointed out what has become patently obvious to the rest of the world, except the left, of course. Every attempt at curbing the rights and behavior of American citizens now comes from the left. Maybe you would like to state your opinion where you stand on a given issue. If it's not politically correct, you will be called racist, sexist, homophobic, or some other kind of phobe, and the left will make sure no one hears you. Radical speech was once the province of Berkeley liberals. Now it's the creed of New Balance-wearing suburban dads at the cookout. By the way, let me interrupt here to say this. All this is good news. See, this is that undercurrent that makes change, that where people say, okay, you keep doing what you're doing there, lefties. I'm going to smile in your face. I'm going to act like I care. And then I'm going to go into that voting booth and I'm going to vote for the person that you least want me to vote for, which is why Donald Trump won in a landslide in 2020. This is why the Democrats know they can only win if they cheat. And we're doing everything we can right now to stop them. He says, we don't like that book, movie, website, opinion, tweet. The list goes on. We would just demand that it be shut down. Even though the real problem here is that lefties can't debate the points of an argument, it's much easier just to make it go away. Then there's the virtue signaling and the air of superiority. As I mentioned to you before, they call us sanctimonious because you believe in God. They call you square. They've got all kinds of things that they deem you. And none of it's true. It's all true of them now. He says, if you've received more than 5 COVID shots and still wear a mask and have solar panels on your house, you obviously care more than everyone else. The virtue signalers. In other words, holding the exact same beliefs as the political establishment, every major multinational corporation, the TV news people, academia, is not punk rock. And that's what the left does. They tell you what to think, what to say, how to be, how to act, whatever. Meanwhile, you know what they do behind closed doors? They mimic you. They want to be you. They're upset because you actually managed to live the life that they want to live. They can't speak out. They can't speak freely. They can't tell you, you know what? I agree with you on guns. I have a gun. I feel much more protected with my gun. But they go out publicly, oh, the guns, Chuck Schumer. Dianne Feinstein, these are people that have gun licenses. They carry their guns, but tell you not to carry yours. Y'all know this. It's the exact opposite of what they tell you is the exact opposite of who they are. What they call you is what really is just nothing more than a reflection of themselves. They're trying to transfer that. They hope you will buy into it, too. They really do. And that's why they double down on it. And let me tell you what really makes them mad. You are an individual. You can't be swayed. Oh, Donald Trump says, you know, I recommend so-and-so. You go, well, I don't like so-and-so, so I'm still not going to vote for him. Oh, you're a Donald Trump. You're totally dyed-in-the-wool Kool-Aid drinker. Really? Then why did I just tell you I didn't believe in this, or I didn't vote for this, or I don't support him on this? They hate it. They hate that you have the ability to stand up for yourself. And you have the resolve to do it because that doesn't exist in them. Trust me, folks. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Consumer expectations for inflation are hitting a record high. The New York Fed Reserve says the inflation outlook rose 6.8% in June for its highest rate on record. Meanwhile, household spending expectations for the year ahead were slightly lower than last month's all-time high. Firefighters are working to protect famous giant sequoias that are under threat from a wildfire in Yosemite National Park. The park's public affairs officer, Scott Gedman, says no sequoias have been burned as of Sunday.
What we're finding, unfortunately, is that the retardant is not as effective simply because of the terrain. And so with that, we're really relying more on water and the helicopter drops.
The U.S. Forest Service says the fire spans over 2,000 acres and is at 0% containment. This is USA Radio News. President Biden spent some time at the White House on Monday recognizing the passage of the bipartisan Safer Communities Act that increases money for mental health and tightens firearm regulations. Dr. Roy Guerrero is a pediatrician in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 children were killed in a mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. He speaks about the impact the shooting had on his community.
I see children daily with PTSD and anxiety that's now leading to depression. I spend half my days convincing kids that no one is coming for them and that they are safe knowing and that they are safe. But how do I say that knowing that the very weapons used in the attack are still freely available?
India will soon surpass China in total population. A new UN report predicts it will happen sometime next year. Both countries are home to over 1.4 billion people as of 2022. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Americans are sick of Democrats. Because you've heard me say this before, but Democrats are the only animal on the planet who allow the weakest to lead. And because of this fallacy of the Democrats, this going against nature, which is what Democrats do, their cities or anything else the Democrats touch just are torpedoed. You can't get any worse. Look at what happened to the land in Africa after Scar got Mufasa killed on The Lion King. It became a veritable wasteland. He made his pact with the hyenas, if you remember the story. I'm sure most of you have seen The Lion King. He made his pact with the hyenas, but he flipped the balance of nature. And that's what Democrats do. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We went through the most amazing thing that I would have never believed could happen as an American, and that is COVID lockdowns. Wu flu sent us into a panic, and the Democrats knew what they were doing because this disease, this virus, even though it was a Chinese manufactured virus, a bioweapon, it didn't do nearly what they thought it was going to do. But they milked it, and they have taken so advantage of us. And because of these lockdowns, well, we're already big problems in Democratic control hellholes, aka cities, became exacerbated. Crime rates soared. Why? People weren't working. They became desperate. So don't believe me. Go look. Look over the last 2 years. Go to the last 3 years, even 1 year under Trump, and you will see nothing good came out of these lockdowns. Nothing. People lost their businesses. They lost their lives. They lost their homes. They became more separated from each other. We didn't have graduations. We didn't have quinceañeras. We didn't have parties. We didn't have funerals. We couldn't even visit each other at hospitals. The lack of communication soared. Oh, Kevin, people were Zooming and, you know, and there were hug blankets that were provided by cable companies. Are you out of your mind? There is nothing that replaces the warmth of a hug or being in the grasp of somebody that you really care about. Don't believe me? Don't hug your kids. Don't hug your mate. So we had that. We had soaring crime rates. We had taxes through the roof. We have a rising debt that the Democrats nor these rhino Republicans seem to care about.
We're on the verge of war on multiple fronts. And then we've got scandals on top of scandals that are more important than all of it, but we say nothing about it. And oh, by the way, people are starving all over the world. Look, I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for America's poor because there's all kinds of programs. There's money thrown at them like crazy. But even in this country, the people who sacrificed, who got their Social Security, what did Joe Biden do? He essentially cut it in minimum by half and probably as much as two-thirds because these people can't buy gas, can't buy food. Some of them are, luckily, they better hope they're rent controlled because they're being essentially inflated out of the economy. That's what I mean by building a wasteland. That's what happens when you take the weakest among you and you make them your leader. If you don't believe me that Joe Biden's the weakest, please tell me who's weaker. You got an 80-something-year-old dude who doesn't know. Somebody has to point him to the urinal.
Is the president turned his? No, let's turn you this way. No, don't start peeing before we turn. Oh, there it is.
So all of these things I'm talking about are waking the Democrats up to woke. So let me give you some numbers. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, between 2010 and 2019, California, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, and Illinois, all leftist enclaves, lost a combined 4 million residents. Meanwhile, top five states that saw the greatest influx of new residents were Republican-led states of Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Ohio, and Arizona. And I will say this, Ohio and Arizona are led by rhinos. They're not led by real Republicans. But it just goes to show you that even a partial, even a little bit, is worth it for the Democrats. I mean, for those ready to leave. These refugees, because that's what you are. If you left California, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, or Illinois, you're a refugee. You're like a Ukrainian who's been Russia has invaded you. But now we've got Joe Biden asleep in the Oval Office. Folks, the time for us is to speak up loud and clear. People say to me all the time, Kevin, it's great that these people are leaving, but they're bringing their values. And I go, why do you let them? It would be like me coming to visit and you say, here's Kevin, here's how we are at our house. We go to bed at 10 o'clock, you know, lights out, whatever. And I get up at 2, you know, 1. I say, well, I'm just going to be up playing the drums, you know, until 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't care what your household does. I don't care that you have to go to work. The kids got to go to school. Dogs got to be let out. You tell me, hey, listen, if you're going to be here, make yourself at home, but make yourself at our home. I don't think you've ever said to somebody, make yourself at home, and you mean treat it like it's your place. You mean make yourself at home with my rules. When at 8 o'clock in the morning, let the dog out. Be sure to water the plants. Make sure you put your dishes in the dishwasher. Make up the bed, blah, blah, blah. But you're not going to let somebody, unless you're a lefty, unless you're different than I know, you're not going to let somebody run roughshod over your place. I know I wouldn't. And I would say most of you, if you're like me, if you stay at somebody's place, when you leave, they go, boy, he cleaned it, he washed the sheets, he folded the towels, he did the laundry, left a note saying, hey, I didn't have time to do the dryer, but put the clothes in the laundry, they're ready to go, I folded this, I put this away, oh, and by the way, left you a little, bouquet of flowers and, you know, restocked the meat. You do all kinds of stuff to make sure people know, I want you to invite me back. I want to be able to have a place to go. Let me put it this way. I stay with people as if I may have to stay there forever. I want them to know, man, this dude, he's going to be quiet. He will disappear into the woodwork. He does chores. You don't have to ask. My play parents, Mary and Frank, they've got a place in Sarasota. I went to visit there. I've been there a couple times. And she says to me, son, she called me up, son. She says, the lady that we have that takes care of the place said that there was nothing for her to do. She says, you left it cleaner than when you got there. And she was right. The place was dusty. I dusted it. I threw food away that was in the refrigerator. When I left, I washed my sheets, cleaned them, put them back on the bed with a note. I've already done this. I mean, you couldn't be a better host, or not, a better guest. I wasn't the host. But that's not what Democrats do. They want to bring their values, and their values suck. They're the reason that they're refugees from those states. But they go on to tell you why this happened. In this article, it says, but the pandemic, the scamdemic, in conjunction with disastrous Democrat policies has only accelerated the blue state exodus. It turns out that draconian lockdowns in the form of school, restaurant, and business closures, massive spikes in violent crime, few entertainment options, higher taxes, scarce job opportunities do not make for a desirable living environment or a suitable place to raise a family. Let me tell you, the biggest thing that shocked the Democrats was when they, we have no Broadway, we have no movie theaters, we can't go to the park, we can't hike. The reality of It's My Body and the Me Too movement and all these other movements and BLM and Antifa, they were like, shoot, what do we do now? We can't even exercise the basic rights of humanity. It says, shocking. Look at the California state with its sprawling beaches and sunny weather. Well, it's long been a desirable place to live, but not anymore, thanks to Governor Gavin Newsom's totalitarian leadership and unscientific mismanagement of his state's pandemic response. As you guys know, they tried to recall Gavin Newsom. Larry Elder lost, but it wasn't because of it was because of cheating. It was because of how they stacked the deck against anybody who dare try to, you know, confront the power that be. But let me tell you, it was a wake-up call. California was probably the worst and remains the worst state. A governor who believes he holds dominion over every single individual. You have no individual rights. And you know what, folks? Not only did people in California recognize it, but people outside of California recognized it and said, wow. I'm talking Democrats. They said, this could get worse. This is only the beginning. Now, we used to be the canaries in the coal mine. We don't have to be anymore. The Democrats' own actions are the canaries in the coal mine. Mass exodus is occurring. In 2020, 135,600 more people left the state of California than moved there, the third largest population loss ever recorded in the Golden State, and only the 12th time since 1900 that California had a net migration loss. We'll talk more about this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's got to be far worse than we think, folks. But by that I mean the political system. Because in order for the Democrats to do what they do or to even think that they can do what they do, they must believe they have complete control of the political system. I mean, look at the scandals that you ask me, you scratch your head. Hillary Clinton with the server in the basement, private server. It dumps thousands of emails. Nothing happens. Now we find out she gave the code red to go after Trump. Nothing happens. Her attorney gets off. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about this blue state exodus. massive exodus from states. 4 million people left five states between 2019 and 2020. It's crazy. It was over a decade. I'm sorry. But it's a lot of people. And what we're trying to do is prevent these people from taking their ideology and their ideas, these refugees, and bringing their trash with them. Glad you guys are back. 844-551-8255. What we do every day on this program, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, is explain to you that this is no game. This is, yeah, I mean, you may be entertained by the show. You may gain some knowledge, but this is for you to take and apply to your lives, because this is not a game. These people are after you, Democrats. And we have no better time than now. There will be no better time in history, in my honest opinion, than when you see the flip between Trump and Biden, and you watch how a guy who knew what he was doing, who was confident about what he was doing, even in the midst of Democrats doing everything they could to go after him, you have that, and then you have Joe Biden, who has been walked through, handheld. This guy should be in prison. He should have been impeached five times minimum and be out. By the way, never should have gotten in. But they shoehorned him in, and now we deal with it. But we see the biggest dichotomy between competence and incompetence than we will probably ever see. And we thought we saw it between Barack Obama and Donald Trump, from incompetence to competence. And let me tell you, that was a big one. It was huge. But the bigger gap between Trump and Biden, it makes what the gap between Obama and Trump look small in comparison. From July 1st of 2019 to July 1st of 2020, California added 21,200 people, increasing the state's population by 0.05%. Now keep in mind, they lost over 100,000 in the same period, 136,000. So it's a net loss. A net loss. 136,000 more people left the state than came. And this is a state that is stunning. It's got everything. Consider San Francisco. I used to go to San Francisco almost every year. Loved it. To go there and go sailing with a friend of mine, Chuck. Haven't gone in years. Haven't gone in over a decade. You know why? Poop maps. Hypodermic needles. Who wants to go to that city anymore, pay outrageous amounts of money for whatever you're going to eat, you know, food and entertainment, only to be, I mean, yeah, the views are still there, but it's a crap hole. It was already becoming that 2 decades ago. It's officially there. This guy writes, over the past year, Newsom has done all he can to make living in California essentially a prison sentence. Although the data is clear that children are not effective spreaders of COVID, Newsom waited until April of 2021 to push for schools to reopen in-person learning. And though epidemiologists have concluded that outdoor transmission of the virus is likely under 1% or even lower, Newsom, based on no available data, decided to close all of California's more than 420 public beaches, 280 state parks at various points in the past year. Also, Disneyland remained shuttered beginning in mid-March of 2020 and only recently reopened at the end of April of 2021. Newsom's actions have resulted in a projected $72 billion in lost revenue for the state. Meanwhile, California continues to have the highest income tax rate in the country at 13.3%, which means the taxpayers are paying the state to shut down their businesses and lock themselves in their homes. And oh, by the way, California is the first state to have $8 gasoline. He goes on. Similar reasons. People are fleeing New York in large numbers between January 1 of 2020 and December 7 of 2020. For the year of 2020. 3.7 million people left New York City, resulting in a $34 billion in tax loss from residents. Andrew Cuomo, who was governor at the time, had kept Broadway theaters shut down since March of 2020. And he did not allow indoor dining in restaurants until February of 2021. and even then at a greatly reduced capacity. Professional sports teams, including the Yankees, only recently allowed fans to watch games in person, again at reduced capacity, blah, blah, blah. They say it was a $60 billion loss in tourism for the city of New York just in 2020. Mayor de Blasio at the time kept the city's schools closed for most of the year while allowing crime in the big city to increase dramatically. NYPD reported that murders in the city rose to 462 in 2020, a 45% increase from 2019. City recorded a 97% increase in shootings from 2019 to 2021. A 97% increase in shootings. And what was the response? Democrats wanted to defund the police, even though the crime trends show no signs of slowing. For the month of April 2021, the overall crime in New York rose 30% compared to the year before, with a 166% increase in shootings in that month. A 66% increase in grand larceny, and nearly a 36% increase in felony assault. Now, at the time, Cuomo had a no cash bail law. So, in other words, you didn't have to post any money to get out. So, these are the things that these states do when they're led by Democrats. But what did they do in New York? They went after Trump. Their attorney general, who could have better served her constituents dealing with real crime, decided to target Donald Trump. And you wonder why people are leaving these leftist enclaves. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy's strict lockdown measures resulted in him presiding over the state with the most Wu flu deaths per capita. Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer, she has the distinction of creating massive unemployment. She destroyed businesses, employing some of the strictest lockdown measures anywhere in the country. And though she admitted that her lockdowns did nothing to stop the spread, she said this on MSNBC, it took that woman forever to finally open the state back up. So, there you go. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said she's no longer granting interviews to white reporters. Remember that whole deal? What's going on in her city? This is data from the Chicago Police Department that shows shootings and homicides in 2021 in May of 2021 had already matched the previous years. During January through March of 2021, there were 131 homicides, 584 shootings, 706 victims, all considerably higher than from the same period the year before. In March of 2021 alone, there were 42 homicides, 233 shootings. Pay attention. An increase of 50% and 60% respectively compared to the previous year. Democrat leaders have the most unsafe streets. They have the most violent criminals. And they seem to not care. So here's what's going to happen. This exodus will continue. And the reason why I'm spending time on it is to tell you conservatives, when people move to your area, you find out why they left, you find out their politics, and you tell them, don't bring your refugee nonsense to us. We don't want to be Californicated or wherever you may hail from. You come here, you come into our house, and you don't let all this woke nonsense, you don't bring that baggage. You must vocally let them know that you surround them. Don't let them, they need a different mindset, and it is your responsibility to give it to them. Don't take it for granted.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.